we're only going to have Bugs here for a little while longer. So on top of him seeing the photographs, I want to ask him a few more questions with Robert before we lose him. I know you had a really hard day today, didn't you, Bugs?
Yeah. I've got a couple questions I need to ask Robert.
All right.
Robert, can these creatures know who I am and what I did?
Yes. Yes.
The reason why I say that is because, like I said, it's been 6 months. It was last summer. I was at my farm late one evening, and it just got dark. And I have a creek that runs into this creek that I'm talking about. And I heard, it was not a coat type howl. Mm-hmm. And it just made the hair on my back of my neck stand up, and I just felt in my heart that this had to be one of these creatures.
Was it the same kind of howl, or roughly the same?
As what?
As what you heard originally?
No. This was not similar to what you have on tape. This was...
No. To what you heard originally.
I don't know, Art.
That's right.
I don't know. I can't place.
How many statute miles are you from the site?
Well, that creek's approximately 6 miles.
About 6 miles away?
Yeah.
And, okay, now this is going to sound like a strange question. Does the water flow upstream or downstream from where you are?
Downstream.
Downstream.
It flows down into this point.
And had you hunted that area before?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so the identification, they could have identified you, and believe me, 6 miles is a Sunday stroll for these people. So more than likely, they have identified you. Yes, you're probably right.
Am I in any danger?
Very careful.
Am I in any danger?
It's been how many years?
This is 1976.
Right, 76. It's possible, but probably I would say that, you know, I'm going to sound very, very weird here for a second. If you would go out on the edge of that and hold your hands open and open to your side where they can see you have no weapon whatsoever, and now this is going to sound strange to you, talk to them. Just talk. Whenever you have a feeling they're out there, go out and just let yourself go. Tell them what you think and what you made a mistake. You know, it doesn't hurt anyone. It could help you, and God only knows they might understand. I don't know.
Well,
I certainly would try it.
I don't even own a weapon anymore. After this happened, I quit hunting. I couldn't even pull a trigger now, even probably to defend myself.
Bugs, I have a question for you. Chris in Medford, Oregon asks, I was wondering how heavy these creatures were, and he thinks you can judge this because you all had to lift them to bury them, right?
Right. I'm going to say they probably weighed 350 pounds plus in that area.
Oh, my.
It was all we could do to move them.
That's a lot of body mass.
Oh, tell me about it. Dead body is the heaviest thing on earth.
Somebody else says, and you, maybe this isn't true, or maybe it certainly is, the only thing missing is the grief that he hides. Betty has nightmares of killing the female.
Yeah, I did for a long time, Art. Did for a long time. I have woke up at night again in that position, firing my weapon. I mean, I went through some hairy things in Vietnam. I was with the 1st Marine Recon in Vietnam.
Good Lord.
I did a lot of LARPs, 21 days, 12 days. I know what it's all about. That don't bother me. This thing with her bothers me worst of all of them, because that's the closest I've ever come to death.
Yeah, I hear you. You described the fact that the imprint of the feet seemed like a human footprint.
Yeah.
Was it bigger than a usual human footprint? But judging by the weight, I would think it would be.
Oh, yes. I would say, isn't it Michael Jordan that has to have size 18 shoes, or what basketball player? I would say it's probably in that size. There is one thing that I've never revealed to anybody about the foot of this animal.
What?
And that's why I'm very reluctant. A lot of these people talk about Bigfoot and stuff, but there is something about their feet that is different than anybody else. Robert should know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I think I do.
Well, let's not have Robert say, you say.
Yeah.
What?
Six toes.
Oh.
What?
Six toes.
Six toes on both of the creatures, both feet?
Both of the creatures.
That's an anomaly, I think. I think that's an anomaly. But I'm going to take a wild guess here. You must be within 100 miles of the Arkansas border.
No.
And the reason I say, well, in that case, that there was a family in Arkansas of Bigfoot that did have a six-toed genetic code.
Okay.
And and they may have spread into eastern Texas. That is possible, but that is not the norm.
All right.
Okay. I am in the Texas Panhandle. And this, like I say, this creek.
Don't say anymore, Bugs. Don't say anymore.
Yeah, don't say anymore.
Texas Panhandle. It's close enough.
And everything, you know. Red River runs from Arkansas up to Texas. Mm-hmm. It's the border of Texas, Oklahoma. So I'm assuming that these animals come from that direction. Where they were going, I have no idea.
Bugs, you said that in the light, the eyes were red. What about...
Spotlights, yes.
Yeah, what about when they were dead? Did you get to see...
Black.
Black.
I couldn't see any pupils or anything like that, and just black eyes, a little larger than human eyes.
Okay.
You know, Bugs, I'm very sorry. I'm not a hunter myself. I used to hunt years and years ago, but I came through the same transition that you did. I don't want to see anything die anymore. I have no time for it. But at the same time, I must say, honestly, I'm so pleased that you contacted Art Bell.
Bugs, if you said you had a computer there.
Yes.
Go right now to your. Is it really?
I have your website up.
Oh, you do.
Yeah.
Under What's New, you'll see the first item now. Instead of Cloud Vortex, is Bigfoot images. Click on that.
No, all I've got. Let me refresh.
Refresh. And then go to What's New, and you'll see Bigfoot images.
Okay.
You see them?
They're coming up.
Okay. There's four of them there right now. My listener is doing me a favor in getting these images up quickly. Some are drawings.
I think everybody else hit the website same time as me.
Two of them are, looks like at least one is a photograph. Two may be photographs, and two are drawings.
This first one coming up, the hair is the wrong color.
Okay. But what about the general... was it closer to a human than that?
Oh yeah, this looks like an ape here.
Yeah.
This first picture, of course, like I say, it's loading up slow. All I see now is the eyes, but the eyes are sunken in. But the above the eyes, I guess you'd call the eyebrow area, it was flatter than that.
Okay.
The nose was totally different. The nose was more human.
Okay.
The mouth is very, very similar.
Okay, what about you, Robert? Do you have internet access where you are?
No, I'm on the line that I usually use. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to send a copy of the drawing down to you, Art, and
okay.
You can forward it to Bud.
I can do that. Just give it a few minutes, Bugs, and the rest of these
okay,
will load.
Okay, your third picture, Lark, looks just about like it.
Oh, really? The third one down?
Yeah.
All right.
Very, very close.
This appears to be an actual photograph. To be honest with you, it's a photograph, and it may be a photograph taken from the Patterson film. I'm not
the
sure.
The third one is doesn't look like, but that second one, I mean, it's almost a dead ringer.
Oh, you're saying
the third one. The fourth picture does not look like it, but the third picture is almost a dead ringer.
Number three is an oval.
Yeah.
And it's you say that's almost a dead ringer for it?
Yeah, almost identical.
Boy, I wish you had internet access, Robert.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm talking on the line.
I'll tell you what, Robert.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't I do this? If I were to drop you off the line for a few minutes.
Okay.
Could you get to my internet site?
I can certainly try.
Okay, remember now, you'll be able to get on, no problem. www.artbell.com.
Right.
It'll be under What's New, which is the first item on the left when you load the website. It'll say, it will say Bigfoot images. And because we've got a hit here, because he says it's like number three.
Okay.
If you would go down and take a look at number three, I will call you back in about 8 minutes.
Okay, I'll get on it right now.
All right. Let me see if I can do this properly. Okay, let's see. And I think that I've done it. Let me see if I can bring back Bugs. Bugs, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, good. All right, Bugs, so number three is pretty close, huh? That's
very, very close, Art. The only thing about number three that I can see the difference between it and what my recollection is the eyebrow area was a little less protruding.
Otherwise, the head?
The head,
the mouth?
The mouth is identical. The nose is identical.
Wow. And...
And what picture? Is this an actual picture?
I believe, and I'm not certain, but I believe, and now Robert will be able to tell us, he's the expert on this, but I think this might be from the Patterson film. I'm not sure.
Okay.
All right. This was sent in just by a listener, but it doesn't matter. Obviously, I would say it's a real photograph that we're looking at. And judging from this, now, was there any... Other than the sex organs, was there any discernible difference between the male and the female?
That was it, Art. The male was a little taller, like I say, probably 6-8 inches taller, and probably weighed, I'd say 30, maybe 30 pounds more, maybe 40-something in that neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
They were both extremely muscular. They didn't appear to have any what I would call human-type fat on them. And their abdomen area, the mid-age bulge, or whatever you want to call it, they appeared to be just very, very muscular type people. I wanted to say people, but animals. I still kind of feel like they're people, Art.
Really?
Yep.
You, in sending me the map, Bugs, you said that you're not going to be around forever. Well, I'm not going to be around forever either. And I don't know what to do with this. I don't know what's right to do with it. I don't know if it would result in both of us getting in trouble, even today. I'm not sure. Maybe,
Well, if you feel that you don't need to have it, then burn it. I have a copy. My wife has a copy. She has the original and everything we faxed to you.
And what did you tell her about this? When you gave her copy of the map, what did you tell her?
She was in shock and awe when I first revealed this because she knew nothing about it, and we'd been married for years. She knew nothing about it until the night I talked to you on the radio.
Oh. Then y'all must have had a pretty big talk about it afterwards, huh?
Oh, yeah. She wanted to go see the place, and I said, we ain't going over there. There is no way I will go back to where that area is.
Why?
I don't know, Art. There's something that scares me about it.
Did you end up with any of the creature's blood on your clothing, shoes, whatever?
Not that I'm aware of, Art.
Because blood, too, has DNA in it.
I know. It's possible in moving them and everything that we did, but it wasn't something we noticed. And my wife wouldn't have said anything because, you know, we handled coyotes and bobcats and stuff like that. We got blood on
okay,
on them out.
Yeah, I hear you. Mike in San Angelo, Texas, down there in Texas with the asks, the hands, the feet, would you describe them as leathery? Were the nails thick? Were the ears big? Was anything weird about the teeth? Did you think you were looking at a meat eater or a vegetarian? Any guesses?
I would say... Just offhand, probably a vegetarian. But then again, Art, I don't know. You
for
know,
sure.
We're talking about a total time of me looking at these animals and burying them
About how long?
Time, an hour and a half, 2 hours.
As you guys tried to figure out what to do, huh?
Oh, yeah. Well, we knew what to do. We went and got the shovels and started digging.
Yeah. What about the hands and feet? He's asking, were they leathery feeling? Can you remember any texture? Can you remember anything about it?
Art, I can't remember other than their hands. I don't know how to describe them. It would be like somebody that had a pair of cowhide gloves on with hair around them, and then in their palm area, just skin type showing, kind of, I guess you would say, a leathery type hands. And their feet, bottom of their feet, were the same way. The only thing, like I say, the hands and the bottom of their feet were probably the only thing it wasn't covered with hair. And their face didn't. It wasn't completely covered with hair, but then again,
pretty close to how much hair there was there in number three.
Yeah, very similar. Very similar.
Since that's happened, since you've been on my show, the original time you appeared on my program, have you told anybody else about this?
Yeah, there's one other person in this world knows about it because he had an encounter here a while back with one. He decided he was going to follow his uncle and be a great white hunter. Till one night he come across one about, I guess it's been a month and a half, 2 months ago. I'd say 40 miles from where this happened. And he come home telling me about it about 3 days later. He was scared. And then I told him. Mm-hmm. And he said, that's exactly what I saw. And I said, well, why didn't you shoot it? He said, man, I didn't know what it was. I said, I got the hell out of there, pardon my French.
Yeah, I imagine when you think back on your encounter, you probably wish you'd done that too. But by the time you'd shot the thing initially, so many shots, I guess you pursue it. You don't leave an animal out to die.
No, you're right. If it's wounded, you want to put it out of its misery. And again, Art, we thought it was a bear. Just to be perfectly honest with you, I mean...
Yeah, even up until the moment that you shot the final creature dead, you still really thought it was a bear, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I thought it was a wounded bear in the bushes, and that's what we're laughing about. Who's going into the thickets to get the bear?
How'd you get elected?
I was the only one. I had the most high-powered pistol. Bird Dog, he had a .357, and Jim, he had a .22, and I had a .44 Magnum Ruger. So they said, well, you got the big gun. You go in.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, I want it to go.
By the way, I can hear something creaking, and I imagine that's your easy chair you're rocking back in, if I had to guess.
Right, it is.
All right, Bugs, hold on. All right, Robert W. Morgan back, and Bugs, and we're not going to have Bugs for much longer, so just a couple more questions, Bugs, and any Robert might have. You've given me a very detailed map, but Todd in Lakeside wants to know, could you actually walk to the spot where you buried them, no problem?
Yeah, I believe I could.
But you wouldn't?
No, I don't want to go back out there, Art.
Not even with myself and or Robert Morgan?
I'll get you close, but I ain't going back out there.
All right. Two questions from Ian in Charleston, South Carolina. How many times did you have to shoot the creature? A question I think you already answered.
I think we fired three times at the first one, and I know I fired three times at the female.
Did it emit any kind of sound while the other one was shot? Was there any reaction? Or was it too hard to see?
We did not see the female until...
Oh, that's right.
I went into the thicket.
Okay. I'm told that you should one more time refresh your computer screen because there are now a total of six images up there. Too bad for you, Robert. Anyway, listen, Robert, you got to see the third one down, which he says is pretty doggone close to what he saw.
Yeah, that's a good one. There's nothing wrong with that.
You think that one's fairly representative of what a Bigfoot would look like?
Yes. It very much, it's very, very close.
All right, Robert, do you have anything?
If you would... if you would take the hair on number four and darken it a bit,
that'd be close.
And put it on, that would be the color of the hair. It's a little too red. It's more brown than it is than that red.
All right.
I'll give you a little hint on that. The younger ones have the reddish hair. The older they get, the darker they get. And then when they get into old age, of course, they become grizzled, just like us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Neither
yeah.
of these two.
So what?
The fifth picture, it's hard to tell. I can't see facial features or anything. Mm-hmm. The sixth picture doesn't even look like nothing like what
okay.
I saw.
So it's number three all the way.
Yeah, it's got number three. Number three is almost identical.
All right, good. Good.
Well,
Bugs, I'm going to send you one by way of art that I
okay.
think you're going to say, "Oh my God, that's him."
Okay.
Okay.
All right, Robert. Last chance. Any other questions for Bugs?
No other questions except that I will provide through you, Art, and if anything I can do to assist either of you or both of you, I'd be more than happy to. I'm
well,
sorry that it happened.
He's
but,
obviously not going back there.
Well, I believe me, Bugs. I it's hard to say, but if I went along, I think you'd be fairly safe.
I wonder if we don't identify Bugs, Robert, and
yeah.
we were to go there,
yeah.
or you were to go there,
yes.
What our liability would be?
None. There would be no problem whatsoever.
But the problem is, everybody in this part of the world knows who I am.
Well, we needn't divulge where we got them. Simple as that.
Have you, I guess you've thought over the years you'd face maybe jail time for this, huh?
Right.
You would never be convicted of first degree anything, because there wasn't. But
yeah, but I'm 56 years old, Art, now.
We're the same, almost same age. I'll be 56 June 17th, so.
Yes, but you know, what you did, though, was not, you did not know it was a Bigfoot. You did not fire on it as a Bigfoot. I don't see, if you had known what it was and you fired, that's one thing. The first one that you fired on was at such a distance, and it was an irrational, or not an irrational, irresponsible act, but it's done. What's done is done. Secondly, you did the other one in self-defense, and I doubt that anyone is going to blame you for that. I'm sorry that it happened simultaneously, but I think the furtherance for science, and also the furtherance for the protection of the children of these two adults that are dead, they could benefit by the protection that this discovery could give them. Because if they are humanoid, we can do a hell of a lot more than what we're doing right now. They are in imminent danger, despite the laws that I've been able to initiate. It does happen, and you know, education and intelligence, intelligent application of law is what we need.
Well, Robert, I have one question I would like to ask you.
Sure.
You mentioned Arkansas,
mm-hmm.
that there was creatures down in there. Is
yes.
it possible, because this happened, I would say, somewhere around the middle of February,
mm-hmm.
is it possible that these animals, or whatever they are, migrate from that area
to
Colorado?
Bugs, they're all over. They're here in Montana, they're in Florida, they're in Ohio, they're in Pennsylvania, they're in New York State, upstate New York, they're in Washington, Oregon. The only place I've never had a real report is in Pahrump, Nevada.
Say what?
But in any case, they're all over the place, and they do move quite a bit. They do have, unfortunately, predictable to some degree, movement patterns. But this is by virtue of weather and food availability. But they do have they move quite a bit, and what you have there are probably offshoots from the Washita Mountains. And in that area, and also, I must say, in New Mexico, in the highlands of New Mexico, you also have them there, and in the Mogollon Rim of Arizona, they're there also.
Well, see, that's what I was wondering, if they, because if you take a map and you followed the Red River, you know,
mm-hmm.
it would lead from Arkansas to nearly to New Mexico.
Uh-huh.
And I was just wondering if this was a possibility that this was a route that these animals travel, and they go south in winter and go north in the summer.
Hmm. Well, they have their own routes, but they don't necessarily have to go by virtue of the weather. They're perfectly adapted. Unlike you and I, they don't have to worry about the weather. When they're cold, in fact, the colder it gets, I think, in a lot of ways, the better off they are. The ones that I've encountered in Florida are much smaller and thinner and scrawnier, not anywhere near as healthy as the ones that I've seen up in the northern states.
That's a good question. Did these animals appear to you, other than being dead, to be healthy specimens?
Oh, yes, very healthy. They were very muscular.
Sure.
I would say they were younger animals than older ones, because they just appeared that they were younger. I hate to make this I don't know the word I'm looking for, but the equation to this to what I would say in a human factor, and this is the one thing that scared us, and I don't want anybody to take this wrong, but you have seen mentally retarded people, their facial features and everything. That's what we thought we had done shot, was some mentally retarded people that was living in the wild.
Yeah.
Very brutal facial features that are almost Neanderthalic, and a little bit more so, I think. But I wish I could reach out and help you somehow. I really do.
Now let me be very straight on a few things here. Number one, Bugs, you don't want your identity revealed, right?
No.
Okay. Number two, you don't want to go back to the spot yourself.
No. Nope. I'll take you within... I can take you up on a hill and show you where it's at within probably, I would say, maximum of a quarter to half a mile away.
Mm-hmm.
But there is something inside of me that just will not let me go back to that spot.
Yeah, I don't think I blame you. And that's where you gave up hunting, too.
Right.
All right. Listen, Bugs. Thank you, my friend, for coming back on here tonight.
Well, you're welcome, Art, and I appreciate it. And
so I will honor your wishes.
I would like to explain one reason why I'm doing this.
Yeah, sure.
It is because of you and what you have done for all the people in this United States. You are the one person that brings forth the stuff that everybody else laughs at.
Mm.
And someday, when I'm gone, you'll get to laugh at them because you'll have the proof.
Thank you, Bugs.
All right. Good night, Art. Good night, Robert.
Good night, Bugs. Good luck to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. There we go, Robert.
Yeah.
All right. So then we're left with... I'm really left with a burden in a way because he doesn't want to go back. He'll get us close. He doesn't want to be identified. And damn it, he left me a map.
Yeah, well, I can't blame him with that, but his reactions and everything else shows a lot of humanity was brought out in this guy, and he realizes what he's done, and he's really, really sorry for it. And
I believe he's exactly who he sounds like he is.
Yeah,
Simple as that. I've thought it all these years, and I think it even more so now.
But Gotti, you know, if we could get out there and get these bones before they're totally dissolved and the rodentia gets to them and everything like that.
Well, if you had them that deep, maybe.
Yeah, it's possible. And if we could just do it and get it on film and everything like that, I think that what has happened, you know, it's a tragedy. It's a tragedy on all sides, all the way around. But it sounds like we have an honest guy. He knew what the hell he was doing.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
And I hate to see him suffering like this because he is. He's obviously carrying a lot of guilt.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish we could reach out and help him in some way.
Well, you start changing, as you get older. And you start, how old are you now?
66.
Oh, you're 66. Well, then you know better than we do.
Hell, I'm meaner than cat dirt, though. I bicycle, I run, I fight, you name it, I do it all. Age in a lot of ways, I think, is a mindset. I've been blessed, or whatever you want to call it, with absolute perfect health, and I'm as strong as I am now as I was when I was 30, 35.
But everybody does begin reflecting, though, as they get older.
Oh, absolutely. Well, this is where wisdom comes, you know. And it's too bad it comes so late. And this man, obviously, you know, going through Vietnam, that was a very, very tough place to be.
Yes, it was.
And the one thing that I wish I could have asked him, and is the color of his eyes, he said, was red when he got him in the light.
With the light on him, yeah.
Yeah, my question was going to be, what were the lights of Charlie, the Viet Cong, at night? Because that should have given him a clue right there. But, you know, these guys were hunting. They had reverted way back to the early days of America, you know. And that's how a lot of guys made a living. And that's what they did.
But yeah, when he was telling the story early on, I have a computer board I watch here with Fast Blast, and they were coming in. They were very judgmental.
Oh, yeah, sure.
As you can imagine. But, I mean, look, you could sit here and pour judgmentally over what he did, and it's not going to change anything. I wanted to get the story as it was laid out, and that's how he gave it to us, right, wrong, or whatever.
He showed so much courage, much more than the average person, to come forward and to tell you about this, and then provide you with the wherewithal to reveal this. And, you know, that way these deaths won't be for nothing.
Well, he asked you, I thought, a question that caused you to pause a moment. He asked if he was in danger now.
Yes.
Or it could be from the family that's left, if there was more of a family. He seems to think that there's more of them out there. With what you know about Bigfoot, would it have that kind of memory, or would it act instinctually, or something in between? And that says a lot about what Bigfoot is and isn't.
No, I think they're extremely intelligent. I've had them, Art, give me gifts when they happen to have seen me stop. One time I stopped, this is an example. One time I stopped in the middle of the woods with a young boy that was with us, and he was just fiddling around, and he had found a dead turkey. So, you know, a wild turkey. So I knelt beside the kid, and I showed him the turkey feathers and this and that and other thing. When we got back to camp, and after that, we were always given gifts of turkey feathers that would be inserted into the ground a good inch to an inch and a half. This is reaching out, you know. This is saying, oh, wow, you guys are interested in that. Here, let me show you. Here, let me give you a gift. Now this doesn't come from some animal.
No,
you
know? No.
And I think that what has happened is probably they tracked him. Or maybe there was others in the area, although I kind of doubt it, because they would have attacked him. But they identified him, and they've been watching him, and I think they're pretty much sympathetic in a lot of ways. God only knows. I don't know. I do know that if we were able to get down there, I think that we could go to that site. Unless they went back, here's a question that just came to my mind. Unless the family of the Bigfoot went back and removed those bodies, it is possible. They do bury their own, and they have a very specific way of burying them.
When that one rose up, Robert, if he had not killed it that instant, it would have killed him?
Probably. Yes. Because obviously the male was either dead or dying and had gone to the female, or the female had picked him up and carried him and took him into deep bushes. This is absolute textbook.
Typical of what they do?
Sure, it's textbook. And when they get hunted, that's exactly what they do. So here this guy comes along, and he comes in after them. Her mate is dead. And the first thing she did was a growl or shout at him, trying to get him to back off. And then she rose up, and of course, this is a combat-trained individual. He's not going to back off. He's going to do what he has to do.
Mm-hmm.
And everything he said had a lot of ring of truth to it. So if I were him, I wouldn't. It's sorry that it happened, but my God, let's close the chapter by not letting these people die for nothing. That would be the tragedy, because it's going to happen again.
Robert, what do we know about these creatures? What are these creatures? I you know, over the years, I've done so many programs, and I range from thinking they're part of the paranormal kind of disputed by what we just heard. I mean, if they were paranormal, they'd probably just blink out or some who knows what. And if they're not paranormal and they're real and what we seem to see when we look at photographs of them, then what are they?
I think they are an ancestor of humanity, of the Homo sapien today. We have this problem. We have this blind spot, Art. And that is, it was caused by our religions that told us that 6,000 years ago, the earth was created and we were put on it. And ever since that point, and it was created for us, we have the arrogance to believe that this entire world and all the animals and bugs and all this stuff was created for us.
Yeah, that all of this was created, that there wasn't, that there is no such thing as evolution.
Exactly.
That we were just plopped down here, Adam and Eve, bite of the apple, into the woods.
Yeah. Now the question comes, and here's where they can debate this forever. This may have been the car that was selected by our maker to insert the soul. We're getting a little esoteric there, but that is one way of looking at it, perhaps.
The original car? Like a Model T or something?
Exactly. These are the people that were perfectly adapted, you know. They don't need, he doesn't have to worry about them being cold or hot. They take care of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to plow. They don't have to plant. Mm-hmm. They don't have to take vaccinations. They're doing fine. We, on the other side, everybody talks about us evolving. Hell, we've devolved. Mm-hmm. And take our clothes off of us and throw us outside and find out how long we last. You know, for us, we have to have another animal's skin on our feet, for God's sake, the leather on our shoes.
That's absolutely true.
You know, we have devolved when it came to the earth. Here these people are, the Bigfoot people. They are perfectly adapted. They have the linguistic, you know, in that audio cassette that you have from Moreland, that we have actual imitation of verbiage. Otherwise, they have the hyoid bone. They can't
do you have that, Robert? Do you have that handy?
I don't. No, I don't. I don't have it right here. But Ron Moorhead's thing, I can send you. I can have one.
No, I was just hoping you could play something from it.
No, I don't.